Hi, and welcome to The Language Lie,
a podcast about idioms.
I'm Ingrid.
I'm Casey.
How's it going, Casey?
It's great. No technical difficulties here.
You're doing great.
This is the fourth time we've tried to record, and something keeps breaking.
Including Casey's air conditioning.
That as well.
That happened.
But we're here.
It's a great thing that you kind of forgot about the air conditioning, so this is what we can do for ourselves. We just create new problems to forget about the more pressing problems.
Yes.
It's been a wonderful summer here in Texas. Really can't complain.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, last time nothing we notable. Chatted was in May. Nothing's happened.
Yep. Not 112 degrees.
It's not 112 degrees. Everyone's like, this is a heat wave, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, y'all, it's just the weather. This is just the weather now.
This is Texas.
Mm-hmm. I've been escaping. Casey's been escaping also.
I escaped.
Mm-hmm. I have escaped. One has escaped. One is planning escapes. One is escaping in the future. Besides conjugations of escaping, I hear you have an idiom for us, Casey.
I do.
What you got?
I wish that I could tie it to our conversation, but my brain isn't working right now. So
because it's hot.
I'm not going to. Our idiom for today is push the envelope or push the envelope.
Oh, I'm glad you said both pronunciations of envelope.
Yes.
Now I can't remember which way I say that word. Envelope. I'm going to put the letter in an envelope. I think I say envelope.
Envelope?
I say both.
I think I say envelope in general, but when I use this idiom, I say push the envelope.
I would not ever say push the envelope. You're correct.
Yeah, it
push
sounds...
Push the envelope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds weird. Anyway, have you heard of this?
I have. It means to kind of challenge yours or society's beliefs about something, to kind of be forward thinking, maybe in a creative sense. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. You're right. Merriam-Webster.
Great. Can you say that a few more times? Thanks.
Merriam-Webster defines push the envelope as meaning to exceed or go beyond the limits of what is considered normal, conventional, or safe, and to do so in order to achieve something remarkable or innovative. Urban Dictionary, who I always like to check just to see what they have to say, sometimes they have really good things, and in this instance, I think they do as well. Someone defined push the envelope as to outdistance everyone else in an activity to set a new standard or precedent, which I think is a great, concise way to say it.
Yeah.
Outdistance everyone.
Because the envelope is usually like going into a mailbox and going a far distance. Sorry.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, moving on. An example from Cambridge Dictionary. Just like every other kid, I pushed the envelope. If I got away with being 10 minutes late one night, I might be 20 minutes late the next night. That is the Casey Devine story.
I was going to say that sounds a lot like someone I know.
Yeah. Do you have an idea of where this idiom originates?
Okay, so there's an envelope, and it goes down the chute at a business in 1950-something. All of my idiom definitions go back to 1950s or something.
Got it. Is it the Mad Men?
It's a Mad Men thing, totally.
You're obsessed with that? Okay.
I'm not.
Picture this. Mad Men office. John Hamm's upstairs.
Picture
There's
this.
An envelope coming
Madison,
through a chute.
Madison Avenue, 1955. It does all go back to John Hamm. If you're an old school listener, you'll get that rough. No, but so it goes, the envelope goes down the mail chute. Does it go down the same thing as trash? Gets to the little like mail room, and there's a guy down there who's trying to work his way up the ladder, and he gets the envelope, and he has a really great idea about who else it should go to instead of the person it's addressed to. I'm making this up as I go along.
Okay.
And then he takes it to that person, and some amazing thing happens. This is just the plot of a Mad Men episode.
Cool. Is this actually?
Sure.
A
yes.
plot to an episode? Okay.
I was a writer on that show, definitely.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's great. Mm-hmm.
That's why
You're very close. Go ahead. What were you going to say to me?
That's why I do this show, because really it's just like my free time from being a successful writer on Mad Men.
Yeah. Well, you have all the royalties to live off of, so.
Yeah, apparently I probably wouldn't have a lot, because, you know, the writers being on strike now and whatnot, seems like they're not treated super fairly.
Yeah. Most people don't know this, but Ingrid is actually an AI bot that I generated 6 years ago when we started this podcast.
You generated an AI bot?
Yeah.
As an AI bot, I would like to show my sarcasm at your ability to create an AI bot.
Thanks. Anyway, back to the origin of this idiom. You're very close. Phrases.org.uk says, the envelope here isn't the container for letters that you might think it is, but the mathematical envelope, which is defined as the locus, or particular position, point, or place, of the ultimate intersections of consecutive curves.
So, what?
Okay. There is some math.
Stop. Break it down. Okay.
I'm not going to do the maths for you. I'm not going to dive into the maths. But essentially, think about a two-dimensional plane and various positions on that plane that basically create, you know, the X and Y axis, and then sort of a curvature between those two axes.
Okay.
That is the envelope. That's the edge of something, right? And so...
That's ridiculous.
Phrases.org.uk goes on to say that the point of the envelope is that which envelops. So another phrase similar to this that I think... predates this is beyond the pale. So inside the pale, you're safe. Outside, you are at risk. So inside this envelope, you are within it. Outside of it, who knows?
Okay.
So moving past the maths.
I would like to note, by the maths, it does make clearly more sense for us to say push the envelope because it envelops. But that's just me nitpicking.
Okay, well, you can say whatever you want to say.
Cool, thanks. I'll get laughed at. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so moving beyond math. In aviation and aeronautics, the term flight envelope, which has been in use since World War II, is kind of what we're talking about here. So... The Journal of Royal Aeronautic Society, published in 1944. The best known of the envelope cases is the flight envelope, which is in general use in this country and in the United States. The flight envelope covers all probable conditions of symmetrical maneuvering flight, so which basically describes the upper and lower limitations of a variety of factors that make flying safe or unsafe, including speed, engine power, okay, maneuverability, etc. By pushing the envelope, the pilot was essentially testing these limits.
Hmm. Why would he do that?
Well, because flight was still relatively...
Okay.
Unknown. I mean, not unknown, but...
Not pressed.
Yeah.
The limits were not pressed.
Yeah, and also, okay, like, it was an emerging technology still, right? Like, World War II, we had these planes that had technology that we did not have. Test pilots in the mid-20th century would figuratively push the envelope by flying out the outer edges of these limits to test the limitations of their aircraft against these factors. So over time, the phrase evolved to encompass a broader meaning of pushing the limits in various contexts. Phrases.org.uk reports that this phrase was first used in print in 1978 in Aviation Week and Space Technology magazine. The aircraft's altitude envelope must be expanded to permit a ferry flight across the nation. NASA pilots were to push the envelope to 10,000 feet.
Hmm.
So first time in print. The next year, it was used in a Tom Wolfe book called The Right Stuff in 1979, which talks about the space program. And that is kind of when it popped into more popular culture, more use. But it is actually not based on mail, like I thought it was. It's actually based on mathematics and aviation.
Wow, so you have pushed the envelope with this podcast by getting a mathematically involved idiom, which I applaud you for.
Thank you, but I deny that.
Cool.
One interesting, notable use that I found.
The rest of it was not interesting or
notable.
None
of that was interesting.
Okay.
One notable use that I thought was interesting is that this idiom is used in Apollo 13, which was released in 1995. It's in a pivotal scene where the flight director, Gene Kranz, encourages the team to push the envelope in finding a solution to the spacecraft's critical problems. He says, failure is not an option. Push the envelope. You know what that means? It means we're going to keep going because that's what we're hired to do. And by God, we're going to do it.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Is Apollo 13 one of those ones where everyone dies, though?
I don't know.
You're not going to spoiler that?
I don't want to spoil that. I hate when people spoil stuff. A side note, when I was digging through Urban Dictionary, I did find a similar idiom called smash the envelope.
Ooh.
Which is to go beyond just pushing the envelope. So consider using that.
I've never heard that. Is it an American English one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't think anyone else would come up with that.
Smash the envelope.
I'm going to send you this.
Lord, really? Okay.
But I'm going to say this. So, Pushing the Envelope is a song by a band called American Head Charge.
Nope. Don't like it already.
Okay. I am not going to require you to read this out
Thank
loud
you. Thank
to
you.
Our listeners.
Oh,
our
this
four
is
listeners.
A new, this yes. a new thing Casey's doing, okay?
But
you just need me to know?
I want you to read this and just let me know what you think. On air.
Oh, are we? Are, is there some mystery coming up?
No.
Oh!
See.
Oh! Oh, Casey! Whoa! This is very hateful.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people whose face sets me off, so I agree with the last line, but wow, this is the most profane thing that Casey has ever sent me.
Yeah. At least so, in relation to the pod, in regards to the podcast. But yes, I was like, oh God.
It's true.
We can't even censor this. Like, I don't even know how to.
No, I couldn't even be like, beep in the push in. No, it's,
yeah.
It's, I think it's hate speech, actually.
Yeah.
Literal hate speech.
Well, that is protected under the First Amendment, so we can't do anything about it. But mm-hmm. if you are curious, Pushing the Envelope by American Head Charge.
If you want to feel really bad for a second, go read that.
Or you're like angry and just want to like...
Yeah, angry. If you want to smash some things, if you want to smash some envelopes, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe creative inspiration. Okay. Thanks for that really great way to top off that idiom.
You're mm-hmm. welcome.
No one else knows how bad I feel right now. So appreciate okay. I appreciate you doing that research, Casey. That was a really good one.
It's
I kind of
really
forgot
pleasure.
that was.
I'm really sad that it's not the Mad Men version that you can.
Well, I mean, again, we've agreed that we can just change all idioms to have the definition of what we think on this.
Whatever.
I'm
want.
Still riding the high of the one that I got that was like the carnival barker sort of thing that was
yeah,
close but no cigar.
That one. Yeah, I can't believe I was certain that you researched that and we recorded it a different time.
And I was just, you know, not letting you know. Okay, mm-hmm. Casey, I'm going to send you our international idiom for today. So for those of you who haven't joined us before, every week we do an international idiom. So if you know of one, let us know. And you can record a little audio clip of yourselves recording it. Casey's going to read this one. I'm going to Germany next week, so I just wanted you... I researched some German idioms, yeah. So I'll give you that context.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling. Sie fliegen mit einer Klappschlagen.
You did great.
I don't think it was that great. but I don't think it was that bad either.
No, I think also having context. Frequently we don't tell each other the context of, like, which language the idiom is from.
The, like, mit, I feel like, yes, seems German, the mit einer.
Mit einer Klappe schlagen. And I just said it like a Swedish person, I don't know.
So what's it mean?
The literal translation of that is to hit two flies with one swat, which is, can you think of the English idiom for this?
I guess, like, maybe, like, two yolks and an egg.
What?
To kill two birds with one stone. Yes, come on, Ingrid, everyone knows.
That is an episode we have. Go look it up. Yeah, it means,
did we do that one?
We did. We did it with a friend of yours. So it means...
Oh, wait. We did it with...
Trevor.
Trevor Brandt?
Yes.
Oh.
Now you've made everyone MD? Know his full name.
PhD.
So, yeah, this is to kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, cool. He probably knows how to say it in German. He spoke German, too, so he'd probably be good. A great reference.
Hey, Trevor, call in and
no,
say this
don't.
In appropriate German.
He doesn't talk to me anymore.
Oh. That's okay. Sad. I'm sorry. I left him.
Yeah,
R.I.P. to both of us. Don't cross Casey. So
No. Like
this apparently has been around since the 8th century in German.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the name of the painter?
Oh, Peter Bruegel?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, cool.
I love that I tried to say it with an accent, and I probably said it completely
wrong.
You did.
But
I think that it's like, is basically how you're supposed to say it.
This is not.
Do you want me to just sneeze?
ASMR podcast.
It was a very ASMR sort of noise I just made. So, thank you guys for joining us today. On the Language Lie.
Thanks.
You can email us at thelanguagelie@gmail.com. Give us some audio clips.
Or slide into our DMs. Or slide into our DMs at thelanguagelie on Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter.
Does anyone know how to
Patreon.
Access a MySpace account anymore?
Yes.
You can find us on Patreon. That would be awesome. And let us know if you'd like us to research any idioms for you. And thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.